5. Good morning. It's Claire, Matt and Kimber doing it for you here this morning. It's just gone 7:56, and last night after lots of pre-promotion, like weeks of it in actual fact, Channel 7 put the Ben Cousins doco to air last night. Just want to know your thoughts and find out if you guys had a bit of a scan of it last night. Maddie?
Yeah, I did. I watched the whole thing, actually. I normally wouldn't watch something like that, but I thought, well, you know, we're likely to talk about it. People are likely to be watching it. And it was not like... I sort of thought it was going to be this really terrible expose where they completely destroyed him and, you know, made a big fuss over it sort of thing. But in actual fact, I came out of it feeling quite sad. It felt really sad. It felt like, you know, not just because of, I've never really lauded him as the fact that, oh, he's a footballer, so he deserves different treatment to anybody else. But it was just really sad to see somebody clearly in the throes of addiction and how your whole world crumbles around you and you don't know how to get out of it.
Many of our families are, you know, going through that, people with addiction, or perhaps you yourself, you know, struggling with addiction. It's not a pleasant thing. It's a thing that tears families apart, particularly when they just feel bereft and unsure of what they can do next to help, because it doesn't seem, you know, for some people that terrible spiral downwards never ends.
Yeah.
My immediate reaction was I don't want someone to be, you know, put in the public eye and sort of deconstructed live for me to find, almost like a sort of a ghoul show, you know, for people to go, oh yeah, and tell us about that other bad thing that happened to you and whatnot. Now, I'm not saying that that's how it played out, but that was my immediate fear.
The thing it reminded me of, guys, watching it, especially right from the start, there was an American show a few years ago called Celebrity Rehab, and they would get sometimes sort of former actors and musos and that in Celebrity Rehab, and sometimes it just became quite embarrassing. And I thought that at times the you know, some of the questions that Basil was asking were okay, and some not so much. But I thought it was a bit sloppy, and for a show that was this one was promoted for a long time. I don't know if they spent a lot of time putting it together. Like, John Worsfold is an absolute legend at the West Coast Eagles. We know he coaches Essendon now, right? Their fairest and best is named after him, and to not have the attention to detail, not even spell his name right on a doco, I just thought that was pretty. I know people make mistakes, but that was inexcusable. Someone's got to look at it before it goes to air, and that was a minor point.
It said Worsfold, didn't it?
It's Ted Worsfold, yeah. And that's a minor point, but the interview in the car got me. That wasn't Basil doing that. Is that producers talking to Ben? Because Ben got very fired up about his seeing his kids or not seeing his kids and about the rights of men and women in the in a breakup situation. I just was concerned about that one as well. He did get very fired up.
I wasn't really sure where all the bits of footage came from. It seemed like they'd taken them from... They tried to make it look like they'd, you know, been filming him secretly in the park and things like that, but he clearly knew they were there. I wasn't quite sure what was happening. But, yeah, it was definitely a sad thing. I don't think it offered anybody hope either coming out of that. I think it probably might have taught a few people a lesson that that's how easy it is to be caught up in something that can just destroy your life. But,
absolutely.
And to clarify to anyone who thought that he was getting paid from that interview, they did say that the pay will be, even though he has been paid for the interview, the money is going to Ben's lawyer.
Right.
And the lawyer will be distributing cash, you know, like pocket money kind of thing, so that it doesn't go towards things that it shouldn't.
Well, look, let's hope that, you know, for anyone out there who is struggling with addiction, that it gives you some impetus to go and seek some help. You know, as you guys know, I gave up drinking 5 years ago because I needed to.
Yep.
And I certainly sought some help for that. So there's no shame in it. And there are plenty of places out there. So give someone a call and start the journey of getting better.
And they did speak to Carol, the head of Sorenigan House last night in the alcohol and drug treatment sector. So if you are struggling, you can call them, or you can go to sorenigan.com or give them a call, 9328 9200. And I think it's probably, we've all had discussions about this before. We just want Ben to be okay.
Damn straight.
Yeah. It's Claire, Matt and Kimber. 8 o'clock report's on the way.